A guten Shabbos, a guten Chodesh. We are now have entered a month, Mishonichnas, Adar Marben Besimcha, a month which brings Simcha, a month which brings Refuah. Adar is a month which we're told Bari Mazli has a healthy Mazel. Klal Yisrael right now needs a lot of Simcha and a lot of Refuah. Adar is associated with the word Adir Bamarim Hashem. It's a month of strength. So the Eibush to help, and we should be able to have a month of strength, health and happiness in every single way. And ultimately, the ultimate strength and the ultimate happiness and the ultimate health, the Gul HaMitzvah Vashlema. Over the last year, we've been receiving a lot of questions from people in matters associated with Refuah. And while it's very clear that the domain of Refuah belongs to the doctors, people have often asked shilas, clearly which are of a non-halachic nature. Sometimes medical questions have bearing on halacha, but sometimes they're purely medical questions. And in the last few weeks particularly, a lot of questions have been asked specifically about vaccinations and related matters. And what I do see is a major, major misconception about how we go about determining what's the right path for us. People are confused. Generally, galus is a state of confusion. We are lost and confused in this bitter galus. But yet we have a Torah, and the Torah is Torah. Torah gives us light. There's no such excuse. There's no room for an excuse to say, I don't know what to do, I'm mixed up, and I don't know if I should do A or B, and some friends are pushing me in this direction and some in that direction. We have a Torah. It is clear that if we follow the guidelines of Torah, we have Oir L'chol B'nei Yisrael Hoya Oir B'moish Vaisim. Even during Golos, we can see clearly Ner Mitzvah V'Torah, see clearly what's the path, what we're supposed to do. Sur Mera V'Asei Toiv Es HaMaseh Sheyasin. What is the correct approach? And often the reason why there's a lot of confusion is because we're not going to the Torah to find out what the correct approach is. And we're coming up with our own theories. The Torah made it very clear that when it comes to inyanim of refuah, of medicine, it is not up for us to make our decisions what we think is right. And it's certainly not up for us to do research. We're not qualified to do research. Torah gives special credence to mumchim, to experts in their field, way beyond science does. In a number of letters, the Rebbe writes, the Torah believes more in science than science believes in itself. Because the Torah tells us that when it comes to the words of a professional, umin leimarim nase, we have a klal that a professional is reliable and credible when it comes to his profession. A professional has a very high standard of belief. And when it comes to doctors, doctors' words are to be trusted. We put aside Shabbos, we put aside Yom Kippur. When it comes to a matter of Pikuach Nefesh, and how do we determine if it's Pikuach Nefesh or not? Very often based on what doctors are saying. And the definition of a doctor is a doctor who is a mumche, who is a professional. Often the Rebbe would tell people to go to a Rofi Yadid, to a doctor who is a friend, could advise you what's best for you. But certainly the doctor has to be a professional in his field. And as the poskim say, going back to Beis Lechem Yehuda and many other poskim, that doctors should be doctors that are licensed by the government, because the government has a licensing system of which doctors are quacky doctors and which doctors are real. There's a whole range of conspiracy theorists out there who have a lot of interesting things to say, usually based on anecdotal evidence, not based on thorough research. There's peer-reviewed research. There's, in academic circles, there are certain standards, which things qualify, which things don't qualify. The average layperson, even after reading a thorough study, will not know the difference between Tevin and Bar, will not know what's authentic and what's not authentic, and will often take things out of context. The Torah is not asking us to make studies. The Torah is not asking us to go onto WhatsApp groups and listen to every single rumor and shmuel that you hear out there. The Torah is very clear. When it comes to a question about refuah, and particularly if we're talking about an issue which some people say is an issue of life or death, and other people say also it's an issue of life and death, chas v'shalom, but in the other direction. Should, for example, should you take this vaccine to protect your life, or should you chas v'shalom not take this vaccine because of some potential possible side effects which this vaccine might have? How do you know what's correct and what's not correct? What's quacky science and what's real science? How do you know how to identify? It is not your job to go and do research. It actually indicates a lack of bitachon. When you start worrying about this and worrying about that and Googling it and looking up and looking on Wikipedia to see what someone else wrote, which you could have written also. Bitachon, emunah bitachon, tells us we have to trust in the Eibishter. The Eibishter knows what's good for us, and he gave us a Torah, which was a Torah Eschaim, and he told us what to do. And the Torah says, yes, we should trust our doctors. That's what the Torah says. Of course, doctors are human, and doctors could have other motives. The same way Rabbanim are human, and could have other motives. But the Torah says, when it comes to a matter of halacha, ki yipoli micha davar la'mishpat, if a person has a question in halacha, he should approach his Rav, asei lecha Rav. When a person has a question of refuah, he's supposed to approach a doctor. The same doctor that a person would go to for any other area, the doctor that you would trust chas v'shalom for heart conditions, or for yena machla, or for whatever it is, the same type of doctor is the one you should be going to asking the particular question that's affecting you and us right now. And you should accept the doctor's decision with humility, without trying to second guess, and understand what his motives are. This theory that all doctors all have a hidden sinister agenda, and all hospitals and all countries, v'chulu, is so, besides for being such a conspiracy theory which really holds no water, also is not the derech ha-Torah. And the theory that I could try this alternative approach and that alternative approach, and I heard from a chacham or a doctor that said if you do X will be a much better idea, all of this indicates a lack of bitachin. You're worried that you have to take the decision in your own hands. You don't have to take the decision in your own hands. Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha. Leave it up to the Eibishter. When it comes to matters of hachayim v'hamavas biad Hashem, to paraphrase a pasuk, and if we follow the heroes of Torah, the heroes that the Rebbe told us, and the Rebbe told us time and time again to ask when it comes to matters of refuah. The Rebbe said if we want to ask him a question, we should ask the doctors. The Torah gives reshus l'roifel l'rapos, and therefore if we ask our questions of halacha to Rabbanim, our questions in Avodas Hashem to a mashpia asel charav, questions in parnasah to yedidim evinim, and questions in refuah to roifim, that is considered my answers, the Rebbe said, pretty much words to that effect. So if you have a chance to ask the Rebbe, you would ask the Rebbe. The Rebbe made it very clear his position on similar matters in the past. But lest one argue that now things are different, situation is different, the generation is different, the research was different, whatever possible arguments you can make, Torah or Tevar gave us light, and the Torah told us in these situations we should go and ask doctors. I'm not taking a position here whether one should vaccinate or should not vaccinate. It's not my domain. I am not a doctor. My position, however, is one should practice what the doctors are saying, or what rov majority of mainstream doctors are saying, which is the attitude of Torah, Alpi Torah, Torah Semes, Torah Schaim. As a matter of fact, parenthetically, the counter vaccinations and the potential sakana vaccinations has been addressed hundreds of years ago by Poskim, the ZMS, the Tiferes Yisrael, and so on and so forth. And they were talking about vaccinations which were not researched to the extent they are today. And the current vaccine has been researched more heavily than even the vaccinations from a couple of years ago. And certainly the primitive methods of research or vaccines that they had in those days were not as advanced as we have today. But be that as it may, like I said, I am not taking a position on that matter. That is not my field of expertise. In the same way, I'm telling others that they shouldn't do their research. I'm not taking a position unless there's a specific halacha question. But it is incumbent upon people to go listen to doctors. And when you listen to a doctor, you're following the words of Torah. When you follow the words of Torah, you have bracha. And you have nothing to worry about, because nothing could come out Not mi pi elyon lo seitze harois. Nothing negative can come out from doing the ratzon elyon, the ratzon hatoyer, in the ways of Torah. So the Eibush to helfen, we should be fully vaccinated against all the negative viruses that we have in Olam Hazah, and Lasid Lavi, which won't be so much Asid, will be take place very soon, will be fully immunized and fully vaccinated, and ultimately be a Sruach Hatuma Avim and Aretz, and there'll be an Emes Chodesh Adar Sameach, and a Purim Sameach, and a Geulas Purim, and Mismach Geula Leguli, even before the Geulas Purim, the Geula HaMitzvah Shleimah, take it from Yad Mamash Gutrabis.